I gotta do to get better.
What'd you say?
There's a lot. I need a lot of improvement, obviously. But I mean, overall, I think I've stepped up. And, I mean, obviously, I have two awesome players next to me, Makins and Waters, so that helps.
And they good communication between the three of you during the game.
Yeah, I mean, that was key with me. I had to communicate. I worked on that all week to make sure I made the right calls.
How much more helpful was it to have tape of yourself playing center to study as opposed to having to watch, you know, other people's tape?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's nice to, you know, see myself out there and obviously, you know, work to improve on stuff.
Did you make all the calls and ultimately, or did you pretty much rely on their input?
No, I had to make the calls. As a center, you have to make the calls, sure. You know, depending on, you know, the calls that Brady makes, I have to make the call off that.
Mm-hmm. A day later with the help of the film, what was the biggest surprise for you?
I don't know, I guess just how I handle it. I think I handled everything, you know, the way I'm supposed to, the way that we're trained to. I think I did that.
From a team perspective, what was the tone of today's, you know, day after film watching?
We just need a lot of improvement. You know, we got the win, which is awesome, but there's a lot we need to improve still.
So did you hear, I understand you had some friends and family in town at the game. Do you hear from them? Do they give you any flack for not sitting with them?
No, they're all pretty excited about what happened. They had no idea until they came up, which was kind of cool. I got to tell them that. They were all pretty excited.
Did they believe you?
Not at first. They were kind of shocked. So,
what kind of things during the game in terms of adjustments and that kind of stuff can Logan and Brian help you with?
Like if there's a check and, you know, they'll help make some calls. But, I mean, as a center, you have to know everything. You have to be right on dot. And if it's not the right call, those guys would definitely tell you.
So it was obviously pretty cool to be, I'm sure, to be promoted into start and all that. And now, you know, going forward, how do you handle this next bit? You know, because you don't know what could happen.
I just got to keep working. I mean, what I've been doing since I've gotten here, I just got to keep working hard in the weight room and film study and know what I'm doing and just be prepared.
What kind of things did Tom tell you during the game, or did he treat it just like any other center? Did he kind of give you more attention than maybe you would have to a veteran center?
No, I mean, Tom expects the same from everybody. You know, he didn't treat me any different, which is good, and I just, you know, went out there and knew what I had to do.
What was the hardest part of it? Snapping the ball or knowing what calls to make?
Yeah, I mean, snapping the ball is the biggest. Yeah. I mean, I got to be on sync with that, with Brady. Obviously, I got to put the ball in his hands every single time.
Mm-hmm. So. More sore than usual?
What was that?
More sore than usual?
Sore, yeah. It feels great, though. I haven't felt like this in a while. It feels good.
Did you hear from Dan Copen at all? Was he able to give you any advice?
I haven't talked to him. I see him. He's in and out of the weight room. But all the older guys have been great. They said any question you got, you know, feel free to ask. So.
Do you sometimes think how unlikely this is to be, you know, really your fourth string center, that you actually have an opportunity to play and play well, how you're even in this position?
Yeah, it's great. I was glad that I got the opportunity, and I just got to keep doing it every single week. Mm-hmm. Improving. So.
He was working with you kind of in preparation for it, but when it came down to step on the field and the game began, were there butterflies, nerves?
Yeah, there's always nerves, but you just got to look at it like, you know, it's not war. You're not building rockets, you know. It's football. It's a kid's game. You just got to have fun with it.